It is time now for Date Night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic date night activities in our community.
You know, it just strikes me now that one of these mornings, you're not going to say good morning to me, and you're just going to go, hello.
Hello.
Or how are you? And I'm just going to go, and good morning to you.
I mean, you could do that. That's a perfectly fine response.
I don't know. It'd feel weird to me.
It's comically awkward, but it's a perfectly valid response.
I mean, I am also comically
awkward. You are comically
awkward.
That's why
we're together.
Yeah. So you're spending the week gambling.
Okay, listen. If you're playing with somebody else's money, it doesn't count as gambling.
Yeah.
I have put a little of my own money out there.
Now that online sports betting is legal in North Carolina.
Yeah, that has been surprisingly more exciting for me than it should have been.
And well, Brad downloaded all of the apps intending to like cash in on all of the like free money that they gave.
I had a plan.
You
Aaron.
Had a plan. It would have worked.
My plan was I'm going to pick a game and burn all of the free bets and do half on like half of the apps and then half on the other side and the other half. And I'm just going to like take that $1,000 in free money and walk away with like $300.
Yeah.
That's not fun. What you want to do is like the wild, crazy bets of, I know what the score of the game is going to be with 4 minutes and 3 seconds left. And if I hit it just right, I get $400.
Did you?
No.
Oh,
but
okay.
That doesn't really matter.
You had fun along the way.
I haven't lost any of my own money, and I'm going to delete several of those apps, but not all of them, before the trial periods are up.
Okay, so with that in mind, now that online sports betting is legal in North Carolina, You're getting into it. North Carolinians everywhere are getting into it. Like Roy Cooper put out a press release saying, I placed this bet on day one.
He made the right bet, so that's great.
He bet on the Hurricanes to win the Stanley Cup. This is good. What is a risky bet for date nights? What is a date night idea that is a roll of the dice?
I have a million thoughts on this, and I have more when you said it's a roll of the dice because of the gambling joke, but also like things flooded my head. The sincere answer, here's a risky bet. You have to sign a waiver to do it.
Ooh.
So let's talk about, Mr. Gestury, that was my backup one.
Okay.
You and I have talked about
stuff just mimed like throwing axes, by the way, for anyone who wondered.
If you were all here looking through the window, you would know. there's a place, OC Aerial Adventure.
Ooh, okay.
It's in Durham.
Yes.
It is one of those ninja warrior-y, rock climby.
This is the one that's like technically in Durham, but it's on like the Orange County side of the line. It's halfway between Durham and Hillsboro.
That is where I am thinking of. Yep. But they have a ropes course that looks approachable for someone like me who does not ever get outside his house except for date night.
Date night.
And also, they have zip lines, and it seems like a grown-up Chuck E. Cheese for kids of all ages and like athletic abilities. You might trip on the rope, and there's a risk there, but wouldn't it be fun to do something adventurous and athletic with that special somebody and
then go and
console yourself with beer and hot wings at the local hot wingery?
Ooh. Is there a good place around? Like, I don't know if I'm enamored with the idea of a ropes course, but you know what I've always really wanted to do that's super fun is, you know those like big like plastic clear inflatable balls you can get into?
Or those like big sumo suits where you run at people bounce off each other?
Like definitely more the big plastic balls than the sumo suits, but either way, like is there a place where you can pay someone $10 and do that? I would do that.
I don't think so. I don't know if it jives well with my like plan to open an upscale darts bar in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community, but
you could open up the upscale darts bar in a place that has like a big hilly backyard.
Ooh.
And just like let people loose with the sumo gear.
If you pop a bubble or a suit, you get a free hot wing.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so my risky bet, and this is a risk that we have taken on a couple different occasions, and sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't.
And we're still here.
to go to the Angus Barn in Raleigh without a reservation and try to get up into the bar upstairs, the Wild Turkey Lounge.
Okay, I have a theory.
It's a risk because sometimes you get in 5 minutes and sometimes they tell you it's an hour and 45 minute wait and you end up somewhere else.
Here's my pet theory, and it might just be like a personal attack on me. Anytime we go into a place and there's a wait, like we'll go to the Angus Bar and it's like, oh, yeah, you know, you can go up to the Wild Turkey Lounge. It's a 4.5 hour wait.
Yeah.
And then 10 minutes later, we get a text saying, oh, your spot at
your table is ready. Yes. They're trying to weed out the riffraff
this
by telling people
to
it's a 60
minute. Mr. Tokyo, yep. When we try to get all you can eat sushi. This happens at the Angus Bar all the time.
Those are the two places where it happens.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a risky bet so much as it is a stand your ground kind of bet and just like hang out. And, you know, the one time it takes 4 hours, it's probably still worth it.
Probably.
Yeah, just eat a lot of free cheese.
And that's date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.